As we often start the Super Crosstalk segment, that last segment was brought to you by a game. It was brought to you by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to call Jacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. What's up, guys?
Yo, yo, yo.
Sedano, when you and Pepe text, do you do it in Spanish or English?
Sometimes a little bit of both, actually. Mm.
Now, is your son, what's your son's name, Mateo?
Ed Mateo.
Is he bilingual?
A little bit now. I mean, he knows a few words in Spanish, yeah.
You're not going to teach him Spanish?
I'm not around as much, but I do talk to him in Spanish.
Because it's a valuable skill I've been trying to gain for years.
In the house you grew up in, was it mostly spoken English or Spanish?
Spanish. Well, okay. So my dad in Cuba went to an American boarding school, so he spoke English without an accent. My grandmother, who's really the one who raised me because my parents were working all the time, spoke to me in Spanish. So that's okay. Why I can speak Spanish. Now, I speak to him in Spanish occasionally, but what we did with Aria, we did the same thing. She actually has, this is actually the one thing that bore fruit from the pandemic. We did Spanish tutoring on Zoom. So she does it with a lady on Zoom.
Oh, good for
her. She knows how to speak Spanish pretty well.
Jorge, what did you say about...
Maite's fluent on both, so, you know.
Yeah, Maite's learning both.
That's good. She's got... Who takes care of her?
My parents and Brenda's parents.
So since both of you guys are here, Jorge, play that UFC... I'm going to play something for Sonano and Cap. They love that.
Nice. I love
play that... that Univision call of the psych.
Now, oh yeah, I've seen it.
I want you and Jorge to tell me what this guy says before he goes into the goal call. Go ahead. Okay. So what did he say, Sonano?
So he described the pass to a particular player then who he hit a header, and that's how he scored the goal.
Si no puedo.
No lo puedo creer. I can't believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but I thought you meant before leading up to the goal part is what you said.
No. Yeah, I just was curious. I just love that call.
Did you hear me try the goal call today?
Mason actually held his for 20 full seconds. I can only get to about 10.
I was going to suggest that we should all see how long we could go, because that won't... You said it was only 20 seconds? I thought his was like 45 seconds.
No, we timed it. 20 even.
I threw down 20, Cappy. How many can you do?
You want to try, Cap?
So Mace, you said goal for 20 straight seconds?
20 straight seconds.
Cap, take a deep breath, and the minute you start, I'll start the timer.
Okay, hold on. I'm starting my own timer here, too.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
You sound like Mike Leach.
For the love of God.
You had 25.
Yeah, that's 25 seconds. That is impressive.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. I got to catch my breath. Hold on.
This is a great call.
What a pair of lungs.
Yeah.
That was spectacular.
When I got to 13 seconds, I thought I was in big trouble.
No, you found a second wind in there.
Yeah, peak on peak.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Wow. Really good.
George, you want to give it a shot?
Sure, why not?
All right.
My dog is literally barking at me.
You better be able to do it, George. You're Latino.
Right, here we go.
Literally nothing to do with it.
They want us to call the goals.
Not Cuban people. Cuban people don't play soccer.
All right, whenever you're ready, George. Yeah. That was spectacular.
Wow, I could have gone more, probably.
No wonder you're a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, that's right.
That was excellent.
Bravo.
That was great, George.
Or full of hot air.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the
both,
other.
Actually.
Yeah.
Must smell like Cuban coffee you're drinking. It makes you give you strong lungs.
There you go.
So are you guys excited for tomorrow? Are we doing a gag tomorrow? Do we have any gag going on at Bastards Canteen?
I don't know.
Like, do we have a bit of some kind?
Remember last year, Cappy did, he waxed his nose.
Oh, God.
And we, you did your eyebrows.
And we cut our eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have any bit?
What did we say you'd do, Cappy, this year? What did we agree on yesterday? Didn't we agree on something?
Yeah, we did come up with something. I just wish I could remember what it was. I was going to do something.
Oh, waxing. You were going to wax something else.
Oh, I was going to wax my back. Yeah, I was going to wax my back tomorrow.
That's disgusting.
We made Dave Singer do that one year. He had a really hairy back.
He did.
Well, David Singer is very hairy, period.
Yeah, he is.
Like, you can just tell. He's got like a thick, thick, thick beard.
So is that the gag? You're waxing things?
No, not really. No, I mean, last year was wax the nostrils because
it just
sort of happened.
Oh, Botox. You wanted Botox.
Oh, Botox.
Yeah, Botox was something that I was considering.
I can call somebody on that.
You can?
Yeah.
You've got a guy.
He'll needle you up.
I don't know if I want that.
I mean, you're going to have to pay for it, though, Kevin.
You won't be able to move your forehead. That's the problem. You can't raise your eyebrows after you have all that stuff. It's just like frozen face.
No, I don't want frozen face. I don't want frozen face.
You always look startled.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you look scared all the time. Oh, that's hitting too close to home for some people right now, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure plenty of people tuning in.
Did you guys see what Wilbon and Stephen A. and those guys were talking about a second ago?
What'd they say?
They said they don't believe LeBron's going to finish his career at Lakers.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, he might want to go where Bronny is, yeah. Wherever Bronny goes, probably maybe back to Cleveland.
They were referring to before that.
Oh, okay.
Well, somebody told me that they can't move him contractually this year. Is that true?
Well, they can't until next year because of the extension. But once next year, he can.
Did you see all this Elon Musk? He adds the gray check mark, and then he takes away the gray check mark, and then the gray check mark people, somebody posed as LeBron and said, I want traded, and somebody else said Josh McDaniel was going to be fired.
This is
this
the problem with Elon's Twitter, is that anybody can go and get a check mark and
say
and
anything.
And impersonate anybody, yeah.
Right. Not Adam Schefter has a check mark. So he's suckering people in. Right. LeBron James with a Z has a check mark.
But didn't they do something earlier where they put on your profile official?
That's the gray check mark.
If you click on the check mark, because this has already been sent out by ESPN, if you click on the check mark, it will tell you the difference. Like if one person is it'll say, watch, let me pull it up here a second.
I'm pulling it up, too. I hope they destroy
Twitter, because it would be great if everybody gave up on Twitter. And then this way, I would give up on it when everybody else did, rather than being like the trailblazer who actually gave up on it before everybody else. Because I admit it, I'm kind of addicted to it. Not kind of, totally I'm addicted to it. So it'd be great if it just blew up and went away.
So basically what it is if you click on the check mark, it will tell you this person is verified because they paid for Twitter Blue's subscription. But if you click on like Adam Schefter's or any of ours, it will say this person is verified because of
government news,
correct,
entertainment,
or
another designated category. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not paying.
Oh, I'm not either.
I mean, I don't care.
I'm going to stay on Twitter only because, to be honest, at this point, I have from a news perspective, I still feel like you should be able to curate it to where it works out for you.
Yep.
But that's really the only reason.
You know, I want to be there when it dies.
When Twitter dies.
I also think you can set alerts to like Woj and Schefter and Hassan and you know,
I mean,
Campbell
I've got like TweetDeck and columns of it. Like, I've got a Rams column. I've got a Lakers column. I mean,
all right. So Michael just got a phone call that he answered.
I could hear it.
From a name, from a name big enough that you would answer the phone if you saw this person was calling.
Get out of here.
So I'm going to let you three. I saw it. So I'm going to let you and Sedano and Cappy try and figure out who it was.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson is my guess, too.
Good guess.
No, good guess.
But he's one guy I would not keep working.
Similar in popularity.
You ready? Kareem.
Close.
No.
James Worthy.
Not an NBA name.
But he's a legendary figure in L.A.
Okay.
And you will not let you will not miss
Jim
his
Hill.
Call.
Boom.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right. When Jim Hill calls, you answer.
You answer.
I don't
absolutely
care what you're doing.
What did he say?
He wanted the first question.
Exactly.
He
wanted to know if I was at the arena yet. I said, no, I'll be over there in about 40 minutes. He said, well, I'll see you when you get here. I think I'm in trouble. I'm nervous.
No, of course not.
What do you think it is?
You can't be in trouble.
What are you in trouble
for? I don't know.
Not with Jim Hill. You could be in trouble with our other Laker bosses, right, but not with Jim Hill.
If Tim Harris called, but if Jim Hill wants you, I don't know. I'm nervous about what he wants to talk to me about.
Nicest guy.
Oh, yeah.
Always comes up to me and says, what you do, I am so impressed with. I learned so much. I'm like, really,
Jim? He listens
Jim?
A lot.
Yeah,
Jim,
I know. He's a great lot. Guy. But I mean, he's. He says, I learn a lot from this show. How? Yeah. What's to learn from us?
Yeah, it's
what can you be learning?
Well, you nice can learn how to polite. Use your voice to say goal for
goal
28
for
seconds.
28
seconds.
There you go.
You know. I know one thing. Yeah. He's not going to listen to you guys. Find out how to ask the tough questions.
Well, hey, but you guys asked McVay tough questions. I was in the car today. I heard that.
Yeah, I thought I went. I thought I went pretty direct and
by
pretty
the way,
hard.
If Stafford is out due to concussion protocol, wouldn't you guys go with Bryce Perkins rather than the Wolf? Bryce Perkins is a triple threat quarterback. Why,
yeah, but I don't think they trust Bryce Perkins that way. Where that at least Wolford has played. Wolford has played in games for McVay.
Yeah, remember Wolford when he benched Jared Goff for a playoff game. I think he started Wolford. Then Wolford got his bell rung, and then
first
Jared
series.
Goff came in.
Yeah,
right. Isn't that the way it went down?
Yeah,
Cappy?
First series is what I recall. Wolford got hurt because if you remember that whole week, Jared Goff was like.
He was in protocol, I think.
Yeah, no, he was throwing. No, I think he had like a thumb injury.
Yeah,
didn't
thumb
he?
Finger
was
injury.
And, okay. he was throwing the ball in practice, and everybody just assumed that he would start Jared Goff. And then game time came, and he didn't start. And remember, he was kind of all upset about it because he was like, "Well, why did I have surgery so quickly and hustle back if I'm not going to start?" And then boom, one series in, they needed him.
Yeah, that's right. And he came in, and I think they won that game. They went on to win that game.
I feel like they beat Seattle. Does that sound familiar to everybody?
That sounds right. That sounds right. Now, Ireland is very critical of me because he says I'm being very negative when I say I don't think the Rams are a playoff
team. Mason has declared the season is over. I think it's too early to say that. What do you guys think?
Oh, I don't think the Rams are making the playoffs this year.
Yep.
Yeah, I would agree.
So you guys agree with him that the season is over?
Well, I mean, I'll be there on Sunday. We'll continue to play games.
Yeah, Coach, I'll be there. Section 246.
Yeah, I mean, I go to all the games. I'll be there. I'll watch every game on TV. But I'm not expecting. I'm expecting the best and bracing for the worst.
Hey, don't listen to Macy. He thinks the Lakers season's over too.
No, I said I just don't see a playoff team.
Do you see a playoff team right now?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if they could get together a 5-6 game winning streak, sure.
And it starts tonight.
Oh, jeez, look at you two.
See, so
tell him, Michael. Worst. Be positive.
That's
tell
right.
Him.
Jeez,
you got to tell the people the truth.
I saw the
obviously we don't.
I saw the Lakers team that actually is gonna make noises this year on Monday. The South Bay Lakers.
Oh yeah,
they're really good.
Did you call that game? Is that what you're doing?
I did because Scoot Henderson was supposed to play. And then 10 minutes before, they're like, oh, he's not playing on a back-to-back. I'm like, he's going to play a bunch of back-to-backs in the NBA.
And this game was
on
like
a back-to-back in the G League.
And it was like on ESPN2, right?
Right. The only reason we did the game was because it was Scoot Henderson.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
how old is he, 18?
That's a quick way to make sure they never do another one of your games is to pull that.
I mean, I couldn't believe. Well, I don't think it was his. I don't think it was his call. But it's just that's even worse. Yeah. Actually,
I have a request for the Shinano and Cappy show today.
Okay,
all right, listening.
Come up with a gag for tomorrow that we can all do.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah, all of us.
Okay, we'll let the community
do it. That we can do during crosstalk.
Yeah, the community will do it. They'll figure it out.
Will they figure it out?
Stuff. Yeah,
they'll certainly have a lot of suggestions.
Okay, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
See how many dirty martinis Mason can drink in the first hour of the show.
That's
when you got wasted that last night, right?
Yeah. I didn't get wasted. I just several drinks.
I mean, you did slur a little bit. I heard it on the air.
Slur.
Sounded like Mike Leach.
So come up with a gag tomorrow. Tomorrow, everybody's going to be live, except for Ireland. You heard how Ireland got out of this thing, right?
No. What,
how did he get out of it?
Because we had Truth Day. We have Tuesday now.
Yeah.
That's a brand new thing where we only tell
like
the
that.
Truth.
Yeah.
And Ireland.
I said I was complaining that I had done 3 games in 4 days and I was exhausted. And Mason goes, well, I think you should just do whatever it takes to get through the season. I said, well, then I shouldn't do that remote on Thursday. Mason goes, don't do it. I go, done.
Wow.
Hey, check this out. Listen to this, Laura.
Oh, no.
It says on ESPN Radio, Michael Thompson keeps saying he's as funny as Fluffy. Former Laker is delusional. He's tripping. That is from Fluffy.
No! Is that from Fluffy?
Yep. He said it to Beto, and Beto said it to me. Yes!
Oh,
I love Fluffy. I just want to fluff him up.
From Fluffy.
I think you should be careful when you say I love Fluffy. I think that there's ways I can go sideways on you.
He's the funniest man. You ever watched his show?
Absolutely.
Oh, he's great.
My mom and not stepdad Leo went to see a show out in the desert.
All right, he came in studio with us one time.
Did he?
We were doing a sports Sports Nation.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. He's great. All right, that's it. We're done. I look forward to listening on my way home today, Shadano and Cappy. Lots of stupidity, and then we're all together tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, have you heard about our new segment?
No, what is it?
Slee on the Spot. So we basically, every game day, we have Slee on, and we just put him on the spot. We ask him the hard-hitting questions. Michael would love it, because we just put him under the lights and ask him the tough questions.
Nice. What time is Slee on the Spot?
4:45, Slee on the Spot.
I am here for that. I am here for that. All right, tomorrow, see you at Bastards Canteen, downtown Downey. Have a great game tonight, guys. Ireland, have a good day off tomorrow. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on.
Bow, ba-da-bow. Beep, ba-da-bop.
Bing,
da-da-da-da. Bing, boom, bum.
Bing, ba-da-boom. Do, da-da-da. Bing,
ba-da-bop. Boo, ba-da-boop. Doom, doo-doo-doo-ba-da-ba. Oh, Cappy.
George, I started screaming that goal thing, dude. I don't know if I've recovered yet. I'm still out of breath.
Dude, you got to do it from your stomach. You did. What are you like? Were you doing it from? What were you doing? That it's.
I don't know, man. I don't know. My dog came into my office and started freaking out on me.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I could have gone a little longer. I just chose. Eh, what the hell?
I just figured once I passed Mason, I might as well stop.
Right. I kind of figured the same with you.
Right.
I figured that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what you do. You just want up the next guy. I mean, I was looking at the clock.
Do it again? No, not do it again.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think
he can handle it.
Yeah, I don't think I got what it takes. I don't think I could recover.
I mean, could you imagine? That's it. Like, if you were actually a soccer commentator, you'd only have one goal calling you.
Well, Well, hey, luckily most of those games only have one goal. Hey, you know, maybe tomorrow, George, when we're at Bastards Canteen. Maybe that's what we should think about. You know how Mace just gave us the challenge of come up with something? Last year, he had his eyebrow, like, I don't know, butchered or whatever. I had my nostrils waxed. We need to come up with something tomorrow to do. I mean, maybe we should have, like, a goal off.
Well, someone just tweeted. Hold on. Yeah. Who was it? I think it was Beto and Whittier said that we should do a push-up contest for the, you know, since it's Veterans Day.
Oh, my
God.
Or there
will be Veterans Day the next
day. I don't think I've done a push-up since the golf tournament last summer.
You don't want to do push-ups? Nah. I mean, we don't have to do that either. We can figure out something else.
No, the push-up thing is not going to go well for me.
Okay. You know? Well, it wouldn't for Mason either.
What about sit-ups?
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 I mean, they're
forever,
new.
Though.
Really?
You can do a lot of those. That takes
That's
forever.
That's right. I'm saying, just a minute.
But that kills too much time.
Okay.
What about planking? See who could do the longest plank.
Planking's not a bad
That also takes a long time, I feel like, though.
Yeah, and also, I don't think I'm going to do very well.
You can do more than a minute.
Oh, I can do more than a minute, but I just don't feel like I'm in planking shape.
I'm not either, but
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means I haven't done it in a long time.
Oh.
You know? No planking around here lately.
Mm. Okay. Now
I'm going to work on my planking, starting at commercial breaks today.
All right.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that, and this is not to disparage Matthew Stafford, who is in concussion protocol, but... Do you believe this could be a blessing in disguise? And I say this for this reason. Because clearly we've talked about... What have we talked about all season long with the Rams offense? What is the biggest problem?
Offensive line. No running game.
Right. And you got a guy with some wheels in Wolford.
Mm-hmm.
And at least, you know, He's been in real games. Like, you know, I wanted Bryce Perkins, who's only been in preseason games. That's a little different. The level of competition is not the same. Wolford has played in actual real games and, like, to his point, started a playoff game. So I think that this could be a blessing in disguise in the sense of I'm curious to see what the offense looks like with someone that can actually move around a little bit.
Oh, so you see, I wasn't sure where you were going with this. You know, the way you started it was I don't want to disparage Matthew Stafford. I was like, where are you going with this? And you're like, could it be a blessing in disguise? And I'm thinking, blessing in disguise for Stafford that he doesn't have to play and he doesn't have to get beat up again? He doesn't have to get sacked four or five times? He doesn't have to get hit 12 times in a game? You know, my answer to your question, by the way, is no. No, I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think it would be a blessing in disguise that John Wolford, is that his first name? I mean, we call him the Wolf. Everybody, I mean, you never see
John
him.
John Wolford.
Yeah, you never see the guy. I mean, I've seen him play in one game and one series, and that was at least two seasons ago. Mm-hmm. So I really don't think that the Rams are going to be better with John Wolford than they are with Matthew Stafford.
I think the offense could potentially be a little better.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you this, George. If that's the case.
But I mean, is that a wow? Because the guy's got wheels and Stafford is a statue back there. And that's not his fault. He's 35 years old, basically.
I mean, you say he's got wheels. Did I miss something? Is he Lamar Jackson?
No, he's not Lamar Jackson, but he can move around the pocket. Have you seen him play before?
Two plus seasons ago, I remember him playing one game in one series. And that's all I remember. And by the way, of that, I don't remember any of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch the preseason.
I remember him being able to move.
Yeah. Do you remember the game that he played when Goff was hurt and had surgery? It was like the final game of the regular season. Do you recall who they were playing, the Rams?
I don't remember.
Because nor do I. I can't either. And I think I pulled it out of thin air when we talked about the following week, which I believe was a wild card game between the Rams and the Seahawks, and Wolford started, and Goff came in the first series with a busted up thumb and could barely grip the football, but Wolford was already hurt.
Right.
Yeah, so to answer your question, no, I don't remember Wolford playing really, really well, other than him winning that game and everybody thinking he should replace Goff at that time.
I don't know if I felt like he should replace Goff, but I felt like, yeah, he's fine. He's a nice little backup quarterback.
Ha, nice little backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I like you. You're a nice little backup quarterback. What are you, 6 feet tall? You're nice, and you're little. Nice little backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I would be curious, though. I guess I will be curious to see if he is a much more mobile player, which by all accounts he probably is, than Matthew Stafford. Does that make a difference when you have a quarterback who can move, who can make plays with his feet?
Well, when you have an offensive line that stinks, yeah, I think that that kind of helps a little bit.
No running game, then an offensive line that hasn't been able to protect all season long.
Right. So, I mean, I think that it can't hurt.
Now you got me thinking about something here.
What I got you thinking?
Let me tell you what you got me thinking about now.
What?
What I should do is, I should go to the game on Sunday and then get done and go back to Roscoe's for a repeat engagement. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, Chris started off with that whole chicken sandwich thing, and now I'm thinking about fried chicken, and then you got me going on the Rams, and now I'm thinking fried chicken and Rams, and that gets me to Roscoe's.
Right.
You want to go to the game on Sunday?
I'm going to the game on Sunday.
Oh,
you are? I'm calling the game on Sunday.
I did not know that.
I have said this repeatedly on the show.
Things go in and out. You know, when we're on the air, they're in. When we're off the air, they're out. And a lot of times, I don't retain much of this stuff. So you're calling the game on ESPN Radio this weekend.
With Kirk Morrison. I've said this before.
That I recall. Now I recall. Yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm. So you're going to the game. Now, when you get done with the game, do you want to go to Roscoe's?
I'm kind of on a diet thing right now. Like, so no, I don't want to go to Roscoe's, which is why I'm not also getting the chicken sandwich that Laura put out on her text message thing.
Sorry.
Is that your new post-game thing, Cappy, going to Roscoe's?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I also don't want to look like you where my belly's over my belt right now.
Yep, that's true. Aww. That's true.
That's me right now.
I can't deny it. I mean, can't. I mean, listen, I don't feel like I'm talking to the Iron Man world champion necessarily who's criticizing my belly, but I accept the criticism because it's true. I mean, I am disgusting.
I'm only saying what you've said.
Yeah, I'm disgusting. I mean, I
you're not, Cappy. You're not. Let's not go that far.
Compared to the world-class athlete that I was just probably a year ago, I look terrible. Horrible. Yeah.
By the way, John Wolford, by the way, was against the Cardinals this game. I've looked it up now.
Okay.
He was 22 of 38.
Okay.
No touchdowns, one pick. He rushed for 6 attempts for 56 yards.
6 attempts carrying the ball for 56 yards?
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really, really good.
That's not bad.
Well, I mean, it's like almost 10 yards per carry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very good.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got wheels.
Yeah, well, he needs them because look at the attempts versus completions. Would you say 22 of 38?
Yeah, 58%.
Yeah, and no touchdowns and one interception.
Correct.
Right, so this guy better be able to run.
But they won.
Yep, they did win that game. I couldn't have told you who they played. You mentioned that they played the Cardinals, and ironically enough, as you're calling this
game
this week.
That's coincidentally that they're playing the Cardinals again.
Coincidentally, ironically,
I mean, we're just trying to help you, Cappy.
You know, nonetheless, the last, and you'll be able to use this in the open, the last time John Wolford started an NFL football game.
It was in 2020 against these Arizona Cardinals in the season finale.
Right, you have to say
What do you think about that, Kirk? You were here for that game.
Right, you got to say it like that. It was against these very Arizona Cardinals. Now, by the way, was the game
very
in L.A.?
Same. You got to go very same.
Very same. Now, is the game in L.A.? Was that game in L.A. or was that game in Arizona?
That game was also in L.A.
The last time John Wolford started an NFL football game was here in Los Angeles against these very same Arizona Cardinals.
Right. In this very same building, as a matter of fact.
Now, hold on a second. Was that game with or without fans? I think that game might have been without fans.
No, I might have been fans already by January 3rd of 2020.
January 2021.
So, yes, there was probably fans in that game already.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it was L.A., so maybe not.
I'm not sure. Because remember, you got to think of like the football season was going on September, October, November, December, and there were no fans. Now we get into the new calendar year, January. It's not like they went, oh, hey, the year changed. Everybody get back in here.
Yeah, there might not have been fans. I don't know. I don't remember. What does that have to do with it?
Well,
fans are gonna cause a problem for him?
Let me tell you something. You, my friend, would be wise to consider using this as a potential storyline. That game that Wolford started, there were no fans. Today,
have to confirm that first.
Well, right. There are 70,000 people here. Does he play differently?
In front of 70,000 people.
See, it's a nice little point we just came up with.
Look at that. You're doing the prep for me.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Now, if I would have just remembered that you were calling the game, perhaps I would have just emailed you and said, hey, I got a bunch of ideas for you, but I forgot completely.
Yeah.
So, there you go. There's a couple of ideas for you. And speaking of ideas.
There were limited fans at that game.
Limited fans?
Mm-hmm.
How many, you know? Does it say?
Well, let me see. I'll look, but there were some fans.
Thank you, Lindsay, for looking that up. Anyway, I don't think it's a terrible, like, you know, I think, look, I'm curious to see what the offense looks like without someone who can move around a little bit. And clearly he can move around. He can scoot.
Well, he scooted for 6 carries yards. For 56 yards in one start 2 years ago.
There you go. All right, coming up next. I told you about what Wilbon and Stephen A. and Jalen and all them were talking about in the pregame because they're doing Knicks, Nets, and then Lakers, Clippers as well on ESPN. I told you what they said about LeBron. Brian Windhorst may have dropped something that I think was interesting in regards to, have you heard about this like boycott? Is it a boycott? What is going on out there, Lindsay?
Well, there's fans outside of Lakers games protesting.
Protesting.
Apparently,
yes.
It's
Let's
a big one
that
coming
protest.
Friday.
Yeah. Get a life.
Let's get into this protest. All right. Okay. I'm curious. I just want to give you an idea of what they're protesting. And Brian Windhorst has also brought kind of a nugget to that particular discussion as well. So we'll tell you that and what Windy said all coming up next. How amazing is it that it's Chris Jericho's birthday and we could bring that back?
Perfect timing. God, last week that interview was going so lame. You know what I mean? It was like so uptight. And then we completely turned it on and we all became wrestlers together. It was so fun.
Right. You were like asking about Lamar Jackson. I was like, yeah, you're being too modest. Stop. Let's go. Let's be that guy.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not really that guy right now. I'm like, just me. I just came off stage. I just got done performing. I'm not in wrestling mode right now.
And then he went into it.
And then once I told him what he should do, he got all offended by it and then called me a hack and, I don't know, some kind of a piece of a Dorito or something.
We played perfectly into it because when you said it, I did what I always do to you, which is always be like, what do you mean? Like, you don't think he knows what the hell, who the hell LeBron James is? And then that's when when you did it, you pissed him off and then I egged him on and then it was really on.
Right. And if you really go back and listen to prior to that, I do ask him, I say, so, you know, you called out Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. You said you're going to kick his ass. Who in L.A., you know, whose ass would you like to threaten, you know? And he kind of started off by saying something like, hey, guys, you know, everybody thinks I know everything about sports. I really don't. And like, it was almost as if he was going to say, I don't know who I should call out, as if he doesn't know LeBron plays for the Lakers because he's busy in London somewhere playing on a heavy metal show in front of 1,000 people. And so then once I said LeBron, he's like, oh, okay, smart guy. And then you did what you do, like you said, you piled on me. Just
and
jumped right away from the top ring rope.
It was great. It was like Macho Man Randy Savage coming in with the elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Or Ricky the Dragon Steamboat coming in with did he do the splash or did he do a drop kick from the
Go up to the very top of the ring rope. Although maybe I'm thinking of Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Yeah, you're thinking of Jimmy Superfly Snuka, yeah.
Superfly was great.
Ricky the Dragon, what was his finishing move?
I don't know. Good question. We'll have to Google
that. It
didn't
come from the top. Yeah, let me look it up.
We'll have to Google that. Don't remember. Ricky Steamboat's finishing move.
Here it comes.
I don't have it. I'm not actually typing.
The Dragon Steamboat finisher.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Linz, I was not really actually typing. I was acting as if I was typing it. I was like, I should have been talking to my remote. What is Ricky Steamboat's finishing move?
I wonder if you could do that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let me see Ricky Steamboat. I have it on YouTube here.
Oh, yeah?
Ricky Steamboat, the diving crossbody. That's actually
diving crossbody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like Hulk Hogan didn't have a great finishing move.
No, he didn't either. What Hulk Hogan had before all the leg drop was all the pomp and circumstance before, where you'd have him in like a headlock, and then he'd be like, you know, his arm would like fall down, and then the referee would lift it up and it would fall down again, and he'd lift it up a second time and fall down, and then the third time it would start to fall, and he'd be like, nope.
Nope,
and then the arm would shake.
Bring it to me. Come on.
Then all the way to the top. And then he'd elbow you in the ribs. Elbow you in the ribs.
Right.
And then, you'd break the headlock, and then you'd whip him into the ropes, and then he'd duck under
lariat.
You call that? No, not lariat.
Yeah, like when the guy goes to
clothesline. He'd go under the clothesline, he'd clothesline you himself, and then that's when he would go, and once he knocked you out on the clothesline, then he'd do the cupping to the ears on all four corners of the ring, and then he'd run and do the, you know, on the ropes and do the leg drop, and then that's when he'd finish you.
Don't forget, it's also he had to have crazy eyes before all that happened.
Yeah,
once he got out of the headlock, he had to go crazy eyes on you.
Correct.
Maybe smack his head a couple of times, shake his hair, what was left of it, back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, miss that guy.
So, Lindsay, what are these people protesting at Crypto.com Arena?
Well, they said that they want to make Jeannie and Rob do something because they've been hiding long enough. So they're basically like anti-Lakers front office people who are upset about the record.
And this is all happening, as I understand it, on Friday night. Is that correct? That on Friday night, these Laker fans who are trying to, you know, kind of like any other uprising, you know, they're going to use social media. Hey, if you're unhappy with the Lakers and if you think it sucks that they're 2-8, and if you want a piece of Jeannie and Rob, we're all going to meet at this gate at this time and we're going to protest and we're going to get them to, I don't know what we're going to get them to do, but they're going to do something.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Laura. Didn't this happen a couple of years ago, too? Wasn't there like some sort of protest outside of Staples a couple of years ago, too? Or I have that wrong?
No, that couldn't be possible. Not
oh, Laura's not here.
Wrong.
No, I'm almost positive there was some sort of like a small gaggle of people that was like, you know, they were like carrying signs. This was the first year. I want to say it was the year before LeBron.
You're right. I looked it up. And so in 2019, fed up after six straight seasons without a playoff appearance.
That's what it was.
LA
yeah.
fans rally and demand that they sell the team.
Right. Oh, really?
I knew I wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was LeBron's first year.
It doesn't look like there's very many fans there. It looks like there are maybe like 20 people.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was like a gaggle.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So according to the reports.
But what do they want? Do they want like Jeannie to like, what do they want Jeannie to do is my question.
I'm not really sure, but Friday the 11th. It's on this Friday the 11th.
Yeah.
I believe that the Lakers are playing Sacramento. Yeah. And so this Friday night, before the game, whoever these people are, however many of them there are, they are going to be making their voices heard, George.
Yeah, and they're going to be. I mean, it's the American way to do things. I don't have a problem with them protesting. They can protest whatever the hell they want as long as it's peaceful. I don't care. But I'm just curious. Now, Lindsay, did they say what they want?
I think that they want them to come out and talk because
and speak to them.
Well, yeah, they want answers.
The angry crowd.
And as somebody who has, you know, comes from a city with a lot of dysfunctional sports teams, this is a thing that happens when your team stinks and like the ownership doesn't say anything. Everyone's like, the owners need to come out and talk and address this. Like, we want change. We need something done. And like, they owe us answers. So like, they want them to come out and like address the fact that the team's not very good right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm all for the right for a peaceful protest. I have no problem with that. This is America. I'm good with it.
America.
But I mean, I just don't know if that's really going to, if they're going to get what they want. Like, I don't think Jeannie Buss is going to, maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no,
maybe.
No, she is. No, she's going to do it. I'm sure she's going to do it. She's going to be sitting inside the arena and they're going to be like, hey, Jeannie, there's like 13 people outside and they've got signs and they're really pissed because the team is 2-8. And so maybe you ought to go out and say something to them. Yeah. I'm sure she's going to get right on top of that.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, what do they want her to do? Make the walk a shame? You know, like Game of Thrones? Like, we're so angry at the fact that this team is 2-8.
I think she's the wrong target. I mean, maybe Pelinka, okay, I would get it. Not that he would talk to them either. But my point is, like, I just think that he should be more the target in this scenario than Jeannie. Like, I get she's the owner.
Well, they're also mad that she extended Palinka's contract. That's also a big part of it.
I guess maybe, yeah.
I personally think you talk to the owner. I mean, I think if you want action, you talk to the actual owner. You know, I don't, the GM, whatever. I mean, I guess if I were one of these 13 people, I'd want to hear from the owner. But by the way, for everybody that says she's hiding and she hasn't been seen or heard, she does plenty of podcast interviews. She had that fluff piece with the LA Times last year. I mean, she picks and chooses when to speak. So she's not exactly invisible.
No. And Pelinka just spoke a couple weeks ago, didn't he?
Oh,
yeah, he did. Remember when he said, we'll use those two draft picks when we know we've got the right deal, blah, 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 et cetera, whatever he said.
I don't know what everybody expects. I mean, look, team's bad. Okay. I mean, that is an unfortunate, sad reality of the situation. And as I have admitted many times, especially here in the last couple of days, someone like me, and I know there's only a few of us out there.
Correct.
But most of us never really believed that we'd ever see LeBron James truly slow down. Like we just, for some reason in our heads, didn't think he would ever succumb to Father
Time. So you thought
he
was going to play till he was like, Walker? Like, what do you like?
No, but I'll give you an example on a serious note. I mean, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 45. So when I look at Tom Brady.
Right, but Tom Brady plays a sport where, yes, it's physical, but doesn't play both sides of the ball. And he also doesn't have to run up and down a floor and contort his body
for 40 minutes
a night.
But I mean, it's still 45 years old and you're still playing NFL football quarterback.
Right, but the rules are literally constructed for them not to get hurt.
I got it. But still, I mean, I guess what I'm saying to you is this. When I saw Tom Brady do it at 45, I kind of thought to myself, we'll see LeBron James at 45 still being the best player in the NBA.
Oh, my God.
It's really? Is it that dumb? Is it that foolish?
I don't want you to get all pissed off at me if I call it dumb because you got all mad at us the other day when we were talking about something you said was kind of stupid. But
no, actually, it made a lot of sense.
No. Okay.
In the meantime, hold on. Let me tell you something.
I don't want to do it because then I don't want you to get all bent out of shape.
Listen. I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine today. Do you know that? LeBron's 37. He's a friend of mine. He's a buddy of mine. He's a big basketball fan. We happen to be having a conversation.
I mean, does he go like way back? Is he like what? Like kind of friend? Like is he like
a
friend? Like
close
a lifetime
friend?
Like childhood?
Not lifetime. I'd say like the last 10 years. He's a huge basketball fan.
So he's like 10 years. Like he's in like the outer circle of trust.
Right. Oh yeah. Not in the inner of the inner circles, but on a little outer layer. You know.
Okay. Okay.
So we're talking about it today, and I was like, gosh, I can't believe LeBron James is not the same guy. Like I just never believed that I'd ever see LeBron James, just not look right, not look like himself. And he's like, dude, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the MVP of the finals and he was older than LeBron and then went on to win yet another championship well after that and played into his 40s. And I'm like, I watched Legacy, although I still have two episodes to finish up, I watched Winning Time. Like, I never really thought about the Kareem angle to all of this, that he played for all those years and even older back then when training and diet and all those sorts of things were not as advanced as they are today. It's just, man, I'm having a hard time believing. I'm looking at LeBron James, and he's just not the same guy.
Yeah, I would also say that the game was also a little different. You know what I mean? Like, I look at, yes, the modern medicine is the same, but Kareem, you know, he wasn't the athletic, like, as great. He's one of the most skilled players I've ever seen, don't get me wrong. But he's not, like, 260 pounds at 6'8". You know what I mean? Like, playing on the perimeter. Like, that's a different toll on your body.
Perhaps. All I'm saying is that, you know, LeBron is starting to say things now like, hey, look, I'm 38, you know, and what'd you expect? And for me, my answer would be, I expected you to be 28-year-old LeBron. That's what I expected.
Yeah.
Guess that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, these Father Time commercials are just so bizarre that they're happening right now. And we're all watching a guy who's now on a 2-8 team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's not great. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should put Sliwa on the spot.
Oh, yeah?
Why not?
Okay.
I mean he's coming up.
I mean, we could, if you'd like. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's do it. By the way, I'm trying to remember. I think Kareem did win a Finals MVP in 1985. So that
yeah, 85.
Made him, 85. So that would have made him 37.
Right. And then the following year, they won the championship. That was the back-to-back.
Right.
So he was part of that team. And then he
retired.
Oh,
no. 85, 86, they did not win. The Celtics
Excuse me. All right, excuse me. And so then he went, but he played until 89.
87, 88, but he was not that player anymore in 87, 88.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, I'm not claiming to be the historian.
Well, tell your
here.
Guy to call me because he and I got to talk now.
Okay.
Your outer friend guy.
Okay, I'll do it.
Tell him, he and I got to talk. Is it Kitty Cat? Is that who you've been talking to?
You know what? It's not. But I'll tell you something right now. Yesterday, you said you didn't have the energy to take a call.
I didn't
call
have the bandwidth
Kitty Cat
to deal
right.
with Kitty Cat on Little
okay.
Sleep. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Kitty Cat, if you're listening today,
no,
you
we gotta
call
get
in.
To Sliwa, bro. Sliwa right, on the spot.
Later.
Chris, you screwed this up. No offense to Nick Lachey, we should have ended with
up.
The thong song in Cisco. I mean, what are we doing with
this? Yes. Cisco's an icon.
I mean, that is a classic. Not this Nick Lachey song that I don't know.
Yeah, but don't you realize that what Chris was saying is that this is his guy?
Yeah,
right,
no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but nobody knows this song.
Let me hear this song. Hold on. Let me see if I hear this, if I know this song. Hold on. Is that Nick Lachey? No.
It's a horrible song, bro.
Yeah, it's not good song.
No.
The thong song by Cisco, you can play that song anywhere in the world.
Yep.
And people are getting down.
Yep.
Laura, as a matter of fact,
I'm
get rid of this.
It. Yeah, I'm
find
trying to
the
get
thong
it.
Song and just play it now. Christopher is in timeout.
He is. Wow. How dare you change the like the thong song for this thing? Like,
wow, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare terrible.
You? There we go.
I got you guys.
Yeah.
Chris rarely disappoints me.
That thong,
but...
the thong, thong, thong. Let me see that
maybe,
booty go.
Maybe he's mad at you, Laura.
Why is he mad? Oh, because of the sandwich thing?
That's right. Maybe look what you did to the guy.
No. This has nothing to do with me. This is him just having a bad moment and picking an ugly song over a good song. Just saying. I wonder what Slee thinks. Nick Lachey or this song?
Put him on the spot.
Because she was living la vida loca. She had the dump, truck. Things like what?
Maybe Slee
baby,
likes
move your butt.
Nick Lachey.
Butt. I'll sing that song again.
I think Slee has better taste than that.
Like what? All night long. Let me see that thong. Baby! That thong. Let me see that booty go.
Now I know what to put when Sedano gets in a little feisty mood, you know? Just to calm down.
I mean, Slee was on here right now. Slee, what? Nick Lachey versus the thong song? What is Christopher thinking there?
If you guys said, hey, Al, we're going to play thong song every time you come on, it would be like the greatest tribute.
Right,
I would appreciate that very
much. Oh, this is now your walk-up music. You got it.
100%.
So, George, I'm with you on this one. Thong Song, that's a classic here. That's a classic.
There you go. So, Slee on the Spot is now brought to you by the Thong Song.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's his walk-up music. I mean, like a professional wrestler who comes out from backstage, when Slee comes on, here comes the Thong Song.
I mean, you just literally just trampled over the joke there, Gabby. What happened there? Slee on the Spot, the Thong Song. Like, forget it.
Yeah, I didn't hear myself trample all over the joke. I missed it.
Right, because you were trampling it.
Yeah.
Classic song. Classic song.
Yeah.
Slee, you wear a thong?
No, I do not. Okay. I do not. That is not entered my life. That is not. They do more of the boxer briefs. Those I feel like comfortable. I feel like they're right, and that's my go-to there.
Got it. Got it. Just a point of information. Just getting to know you.
All right, Slee on the Spot. What do you make of the protesters that are going to be out there on Friday?
Yeah, I always kind of find that interesting. Like, I don't know, man. I'd rather just figure out what to do with this Lakers team, this Lakers roster, and try to figure out if they're going in the right direction. Do you stop just doing what you're doing right now with what you're trying to build? Do you kind of accept the window accept the fact that this window may be closed, or do you go make a trade? I'd rather just talk basketball, and I don't know if I'm a believer in let's go protest this team or protest any of that stuff.
You don't think that it'll make drastic change to have a bunch of people outside the arena during the game against the Kings and demand that Jeannie Buss do something to get better than 2-8? You don't think it's going to make an impact, Slee? Really?
Well, I don't think there's a Laker fan out there that wants to win more than Jeannie. So you could be upset at what the product is right now. You could be upset at where the Lakers are heading. You could also walk into the arena and go look up at the at a banner that was just hung up 2 years ago. So if you tell me that you think by having some fans go protest that they're upset that the team hasn't been successful in 2 years, no, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not.
All right,
and that's not to say that they're not playing well. That's not to say that I don't know what the team's going to look like in a couple years. I just think it's very, very short-sighted to decide over a two and a half year span that, you know what, let's do this because maybe Jeannie just doesn't want to win. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I would say she probably wants to win pretty badly. And I think that, George, the whole point that you're bringing up here about these people that are going to protest or boycott or make their voices heard, I really don't know what they think the end result of this is going to be. So I'm kind of with you, Slee. I don't really need the arena protest. I need the organization to do something to make the team better. Not sure what the answer is, by the way. That's why they're inside and I'm outside. But got to do something here because 2-8. This is just 10 games in, and it's just brutal.
And it's arguably, if I'd have painted a picture for you guys and I said, hey, what's the worst scenario to start off the season? And it's kind of playing out, right, where you're losing a lot of these games. You're sitting at 2-8. You're now starting to have conversations of, well, maybe it's not Russ we need to trade, or Russ is not enough to trade. Should the Lakers shop Anthony Davis? There's now, okay, should they even make a trade at all if you're 20 games in and you're sitting at 5-15? Why would you give up draft capital to go get a couple role players and who knows what those draft picks could be down the road? That's all fair. I don't think anybody's arguing that. And I'm with you, Cap. I don't think anybody has a solution to it. But I kind of pump the brakes on a let's go protest outside an arena.
Well, I just don't think it solves anything, but I am all for the American dream of, your right to a peaceful protest, though.
That part you're right about. If that's what they feel is in, put it this way, I won't be there. And there's plenty of other franchises out there that if you want to go protest, if you're a Knicks fan or you're a Kings fan or you're a fan that hasn't been successful in a really long time, I think that's, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, but I think one thing you just said, Slee, that is actually somewhat important is that the whole change of we got to get rid of Russ, Russ is the problem, it has changed to maybe we really should be getting rid of Anthony Davis because maybe he's not actually part of the solution. And that is not good. Because that's not where they expected to be.
Yeah, and I think, Cap, I think the bigger question is probably, can this team compete? Like, it's that simple. As in, if they can't compete, then rolling the ball back out there year in and year out, they've done this now, right? They won the championship in Orlando, and then for three straight years, they've churned over the roster. They've exited first round of the playoffs. They haven't made the playoffs, and the way they're starting this year, it obviously doesn't look like they're going to be making any type of playoff run. I think it's fair to have all those questions up in the air when your squad's not playing well. It's not like, we said this the last 2 years. Yeah, but when Anthony Davis is healthy, or when LeBron and AD are playing together, but they're 10 games in and Bron's missed one game, AD's missed one game, they're just not good enough to beat some of these teams. And I know the schedule has been brutal, and it does get a little easier over the next 10 games, but go look at December's schedule. That's as brutal as any schedule out there. So you might have a little glimmer of hope where maybe you could, win some games, but it's not going to get any easier as the season progresses.
All right, so you nailed the one the other day, right, on the nose. And then the other day you said Utah, they'd beat them by 9, and they got drubbed by like 16 or whatever it was.
Yeah,
right. He called the New Orleans win by 3 points.
I know. That's what I just said.
You said you called one the other day. I'm just filling in the details here.
Yeah. You called one? You
3 points.
It.
Yeah, okay. 3 points.
So what do we got tonight, man? Pressure's on.
All right, am I crazy to – I think I am, but I kind of feel like they'll rebound after these last – they've got blown out 3 games in a row. Mm-hmm. Two obviously against the Jazz, the one against the Cavs. They gave up 139 against the Utah Jazz, 130 in the other one. I don't think the Clippers are playing all that good. They're sitting at 6-5. The wins that they have, if you see who they've beat, it's nobody really special. I think it's a good game. I don't want to just sound like, look, I'm going to just pick the Lakers every single time because then I lose. There's no credibility there. But I kind of feel like the Lakers win this game. It's a close game, and they win it. I'll stick to the same number I had before, Lakers by 3.
I don't think you're crazy.
I
don't think you're crazy. Kawhi's not supposed to play, which is no surprise. I mean, why don't they call him street clothes? And LeBron's coming back, and he's been talking about, hey, look, I'm hurt, but I got to come back and play. He knows. If they're going to dig out of this mess, he got to play. I'm with you. I kind of feel like the Lakers are going to win tonight.
Yeah. Slee, we got 30 seconds.
I'll take it this way, too. If we got to see something, right? Are they playing defense? What's their identity? Find a way to beat a Clippers team that is a 500 team. They hung in that first game. We'll see if they can do it tonight.
All right. That's good. He is, Slee on the spot every game day, 4:45. The thong song will be played every game.
Cisco.
Walk up.
There you go.
Yep.
Slee on the spot, brought to you by the thong song. So
we'll see, fellas.
All right, pal.
See later, Slee.
That thong, 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 thong. Let me see that booty go. Come on, Cappy. Let me see that booty go. Maybe that's what you should do tomorrow.
Should I twerk?
Oh, a twerk off. You versus Mason.
No.
You represent. You represent this show.
No, you have to twerk with me.
No.
We are a twerking team.
No, because Mason's going to be there by himself. So it's got to be one-on-one. Mano.
Ireland really seriously is not coming tomorrow?
No. We'll discuss further on the other side. Also, we didn't get to the Windhorse part of this thing with this protest. Windhorse dropped an interesting nugget, let's call it, on his podcast about the Lakers. Let's get to that next.